On University of California Irvine Week, immigrants can thrive with a strong support network. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brittany Morey, assistant professor of health, society, and behavior, explores why.
There is a solid body of research that has demonstrated the positive effects that a strong social support network can have on an individual's health and well-being. However, existing studies are concentrated on white communities, and there is a significant gap of research on this topic for Asian Americans. As a public health researcher, my work focuses on understanding health disparities along the lines of race, ethnicity, nativity, and immigration status. For myself, along with my UC Irvine colleagues, we wanted to see if the common observation of strong social support equaling happier and healthier people held true for Chinese and Korean Americans. And if so, are there specific factors related to the immigrant experience that affect social support among immigrants from China and Korea? To start, we sent a survey to 400 Chinese and Korean American immigrants living in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area to determine their level of social support. We also asked them about their perceived health and stress levels. Like other race groups, we found that for Chinese and Korean American communities, social support positively affects our participants' self-reported well-being by lowering their levels of stress. In fact, social support stood out as one of the strongest predictors of optimal health. We also found that social support was highest among Chinese and Korean Americans who identified as more westernized, and those who had lower levels of immigration-related stress. Therefore, if we want to improve social support among Chinese and Korean Americans, we should focus on easing the transitions for immigrants arriving in the U.S. We hope that this study sets the groundwork for future health interventions, particularly among underserved immigrant groups, which could bolster social support to improve health in the long term.
That was Brittany Morey of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.